You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Ababa. The Camp Fire in Butte County burned down more than 15,000 structures. Evacuation centers are filling up. The town of Paradise suffered a huge portion of the devastation, death, and destruction. To get an update on the situation, I spoke with Mark Albert, a reporter with North State Public Radio in Chico, just 14 miles from Paradise. Can you describe where these fires are and what it looks like right now?
Well, Hannah, I have to tell you, it is a very, the words are almost indescribable. Before we even get to the level of destruction, which is just unimaginable, it's like a war zone. Paradise is a beautiful place, but it looks like a different world. There was a lot of fuel built up, and certainly in the area where the fire initiated. I was up there in the fire zone, and the roads are difficult to navigate under the best of circumstances.
So in terms of the people affected, what we're hearing is that Paradise is predominantly a retirement community. Who are the people there that you've met?
Well, Paradise is an historic Gold Rush community. It is near, very close to the site where the historic Gold Town Nugget, I believe it was 53 or 58 pound gold nugget, was discovered during the Gold Rush. There's a lot of history, and there's a lot of people who are kind of natives and have been there for generations. The location had quite a few logging jobs, and of course mining. Most of that, of course, is gone. Paradise is really an affordable community. There are a lot of people who are primarily living on fixed incomes, many older people. There are quite a few retirees, many senior citizens. The cost of living here is, of course, much lower. And for a place like Paradise, where so many of the people are likely underinsured, and also living on fixed incomes, or have saved up their entire lives to build a small structure, or living in trailers, because there are many humble homes, many manufactured homes, and trailer parks as well. I don't know how those people will bounce back. I think that there will be a profound financial loss, especially among much of Paradise's community.
And, I mean, that's my next question. What does it look like people are planning for, and how do you even start planning? It feels like it's a place where folks thought they would honestly kind of live the rest of their lives in that place. So what's some of the stuff that you're hearing from people who've been evacuated, from volunteers?
Well, you know, I don't know about rebuilding just yet. The electrical lines, there are melted, burnt power lines all over the place. The roads are, some roads impassable, where there were still trees across the road or telephone poles down. I was up there on Saturday. Things were smoldering all over the place. And people initially, at least when I went to the evacuation shelters, as people were just running for their lives on Thursday, people were tremendously grateful to be alive and in shock and being fueled by adrenaline to keep their spirits up, and just really walking into things feeling astounded and extremely grateful to be alive. Now, it's been almost a week. A lot of that is starting to wane. People are growing impatient to get back to their homes. I would say about 19 out of 20 of the homes in Paradise were completely demolished. There are very few standing structures, and in structures that were damaged, there just isn't anything left. The elementary school, frankly, looks like a scene out of Hiroshima. Aside from the trees, all the stately ponderosa pines, many of which are still standing, the human-built structures are nothing more than piles of ashes. It is really just a sight to behold. And at least from the beginning of this, on Thursday morning, it was as if the apocalypse was descending from the foothills. Thick, black clouds just blocking out the entire sun. You could see the seam where the north winds were preventing the smoke from arriving here in Chico. It stayed maybe a couple hundred feet off the valley floor, at least for the first 24 hours or so. And since then, it's like the thickest fog you've seen on Ocean Beach, except that it smells like a campfire.
I mean, our air quality here in the San Francisco Bay Area, you know, my daughters haven't had recess for that for a week. It's really, really thick. It feels like toxic air. And I'm just wondering if it's here like that, up there, it must be very, very, very difficult. And with these vulnerable populations specifically, in terms of health care, what are you seeing in that regard?
Places that were in the direct path of the smoke, so areas due south of where the fire broke out, have been impacted since the get-go. Places like Oroville, like Yuba City and Marysville, have been taking it on the chin. In Chico and further north, it's been on and off. I know that as the winds died back, the smoke started to retrograde further north, and unfortunately, so much of it went down towards the Bay Area, towards Sacramento as well. You know, in terms of medical aid, people are scrambling. You know, this is a very generous community. People are coming out of the woodwork to help. They're providing medical supplies. People are volunteering medical aid. The FEMA has just arrived in town, and things are starting to get a little bit more organized. I'm also hearing on social media, though I have not confirmed this, that there's some sort of norovirus outbreak somewhere. Mm. We're trying to track that down, and that could just be compound things and make things so unfortunately worse. That's the cruise ship virus. I've had it personally several times, and you cannot function, and it lasts about 48 hours, and you need to be in a bathroom for that entire period. And if you have hundreds of people trying to share four or five bathroom stalls, or you have some of our places that have turned into evacuation centers are on ancient septic tanks, we've got some real issues up here.
That's Mark Albert, a reporter with North State Public Radio in Chico. Find links to his reporting at klw.org.